Time for It's My List.
Okay.
It's yours. It's your opinion. This one's tough.
No, it's not. It's simple.
Top three sports that if you'd really tried, you could have gone to the Olympics in. You could medal in, maybe.
Yeah, I thought this was actually pretty easy as well.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm limited. So, you know, I mean, I can. It was easy for me to rule certain things out quite quickly.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, why don't you go first?
Okay. I will go first because I think like some sports, it helps depending on how you're built, like swimming.
Okay.
Like, obviously, there's a lot of practice and workout involved, but it also helps when you're like a Michael Phelps and have 9-foot arms.
You have long arms.
Yeah.
Big hands.
Like, it helps with whatever body you were blessed
Lung
with.
Lung size.
I think, you know, I would maybe blessed with a body for a marathoner, but that takes a lot of work. So I think my top three would be things. I think I'm a relatively steady person. I think I'm patient. So that's why I think mine are low on athleticism. So I picked curling. I think I would be an excellent broomer.
You would complain a lot about how much the stick was hurting your hands.
I might.
Right? There'd be a real grip.
I mean.
God, can you see this? My hands. I can barely flex them. I've been holding that broom for 3 hours.
Maybe, but it's just, I mean, it's icy shuffleboard, right?
That's true.
So, I mean, I think once you get that motion down, that takes less quick hand-eye coordination, like say like a ping pong or something. Like, you've got to be real fast.
And you're right. You walk through the airport, you see someone, and you may be right or wrong, but you see them and you go, that person must play basketball. That guy has to be a football player or a wrestler.
Right.
You never go through the airport and think, that guy looks like a curler, or that woman's probably an elite curler, because they look like everyone.
No. And certainly nobody's ever looked at me and went, I bet that guy's good at Greco-Roman wrestling. So my first one is curling. And then based on just patience and steadiness, I have chosen shooting. Because, again, the gun does the majority of the work.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, really.
I want to argue with that, but I have very similar logic working on a couple of mine.
But I think, like, with shooting, it really is a matter of more, like, practice and honing, like, just getting that sight line down than it is to go, like, oh, I'm going to work my arms out forever, right?
Right.
And then the other one is archery, which takes a little bit more arm strength. Sorry about that.
You were just talking about your arm strength,
yes,
and coordination.
Yeah, and look at how strong my fingers are just when I get all excited.
So,
so my last one is archery for the same reason. I think you like if you practice over and over, it's that one motion you're doing one singular thing. I wouldn't pick trap shooting. That's a different skill, harder than pistol shooting.
Okay.
They're just standing there and aiming.
Yeah.
So I think those
it sounds
are my
like
three.
You're saying the reason those people make it to the Olympics is because they lead lonely lives and.
Yeah.
You think you could do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with all those. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Steve, what are the three sports you could have medaled in
all right,
at
obviously,
the Olympics if you wanted?
Obviously, BMX.
Okay.
If that had been in the Olympics, do you think you'd have been such a quitter when you were in eighth grade or
no,
whatever?
No, I think I would have worked a little bit harder to be an Olympian, a hero. Next is ping pong. Everybody knows how to play ping pong. Not hard to do.
Have you watched
those guys
them?
Are super fast, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're real fast.
And when they play like 20 feet from the table and just smash it, I enjoy watching that.
Yeah,
also, don't be rude. It's called table tennis.
They have a range of like 6 feet.
Ping pong, you have paddles. Table tennis, you have rackets, Steve. I heard that yesterday from an Olympic ping ponger. Ping ponger.
Ping poller.
Ping poller.
What is the difference between a paddle and a racket?
A racket is for ping pong. Or a paddle is for ping pong, table tennis, racket. Because it sounds more like sport.
Mm. Got it.
I think they're the same.
Okay.
They're both pieces of wood that are flat.
So we got BMX, ping pong, a.k.a. table tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And equestrian.
You think you could train a horse?
The horse does all of the work.
Yeah, but how you think
I mean,
it does
definitely
that work?
Helps.
You got to train it.
But some of those people have trainers.
Yeah.
I know, but
they're
not training it.
But that horse still has to learn to love you, so it'll do those tricks for you.
Yeah, I don't know if horses would love
sport.
You.
Why do you say that?
I think your body is too dense
and
for
your
the horse.
Tiny hands.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the people that ride those are often quite like small and slight.
I could drop
we
a couple
talk
pounds
about
easily.
How small Steve is.
Yeah. But
Yeah, you can't, have it both ways,
too small,
man.
But he weighs too much. This is a real bummer. I even feel bad for you.
Yeah, your body density is
I have very dense, small hands.
Yes.
My hands are tiny, but they each weigh 10 pounds.
But I do agree with your premise of the horse does the work. I mean, that's similar for me with his shooting. Like, the gun does the work. I just got to aim.
At the end of the equestrian event, who's out of breath, the rider or the horse?
Oh, the rider.
The horse.
Oh, the horse, I mean, yeah.
Let me ask you a question about BMX.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most extreme thing you ever did on a BMX bike? Like, were you able to tackle a half pipe or...
No.
Okay. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong because you were really into BMX. So if you applied yourself, maybe you could have been Dave Mira. Probably not, but maybe. But I just wondered because I know, like, we did a lot of stunts as kids, but we didn't really have equipment like real half pipes and stuff. So I didn't, I'd never.
I mean, I rode on
that's
them
what
before.
Kept you from being rad is not having the equipment for a half pipe.
Maybe
like a half pipe.
I mean, we did do crazy things on our bikes, but we didn't do. Yeah, we didn't have half pipes and stuff. So I didn't learn those.
Yeah, we
skills.
Jumped dirt mounds and stuff like that.
We built some pretty stupid ramps. I know that.
Yeah, putting boards up on a garbage can.
You went to BMX tracks and stuff. Like we never did that. None of us even knew if that existed where we lived.
So Steve, do you think you're the best ping pong player, table tennis player in the room?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I have
a
table.
Mouth.
You have a table? Steve, do you have a table?
Yeah. No.
When was the last time you held a paddle or racket?
Let me refer your question to Hot Wings. Hot Wings, when was the last time you used That's your ping point. Pong table?
About a month ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. More recent than I expected.
Yeah, sometimes the kids and I play.
Were you using
fun.
It as to get leverage to raise?
Or like kill a bug or something?
Raise something? Or like, yeah, using it as a lever?
Yeah, yeah. I was using it just to position myself while I vacuumed around it.
Were you using it to block the image of your treadmill?
Yeah.
No, I thought, pushing it up?
I set my coffee down on the ping pong table every day. And I think to myself, God damn it, I love ping pong.
Grace and I have gotten into some pretty serious flurries.
Some
pretty good volleys on that thing. Yeah.
My favorite is pretty when good. You play a child because generally kids suck at things like that. And then you can just smash a ball every time because, you know, they lob it to you and it's like, wham! And they're like, good, stop it. Like, no, suck it.
No, that's Liam. But Grayson's pretty good at sports.
That happened
and
last
activities.
We were playing pickleball in the driveway. And we had marked off lines with chalk and everything else, put up our temporary net. And we were playing 2-on-2, and it was me and the very youngest who doesn't know what he's doing. So whenever they hit it to me, I was hitting it pretty hard to keep it close, not trying to hurt anyone. And it was requested by two boys on the other side, could you hit it to the side our paddle is on so that it's easier to hit it back? No. What do you think is? This isn't charity. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, man? Learn to use your backhand. Not going soft on them.
No, don't. You don't want soft kids.
You don't let them win.
No.
And then we played, it's like basketball, but with 5-gallon buckets. And, or it's like.
Like you're throwing 5-gallon buckets through your hoop?
Are you playing Can Jam?
What's that?
That's it's got like the buckets and you toss in a frisbee. And if you smack it in, it's a certain amount of points.
No, that sounds fun.
Oh. Yeah, that does.
What's the game you play? The drinking game with the red Solo cups. Ping pong balls.
A-holes and presidents.
Oh, no. Beer pong?
That's the one. This is like beer pong. I couldn't think of it. But with with basketballs and 5-gallon buckets. And then you just dump the water on someone when you get it.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Good. Lost that one. Not going to the Olympics on that one.
No.
All right. Me and Kelly and Maitland will tell you what we would have been medalists in. Next, we know that Hot Wings would have made it in archery, shooting, and curling. Mm-hmm. Steve, he cited patience as the reason he would have been good at all of those. Steve said equestrian because the horse does the work, ping pong because everybody's got one, and BMX because he was already rad.
Mm-hmm.